Got a special guest joining us today on the Outdoor Show, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the DNR, Russ Mason, back on with us. Thanks for giving us some time today, Russ. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate you having me and allowing me to have this discussion with you.
Well, we're going to talk, obviously, about this past deer season, specifically firearm deer season in general, you know, as we're in the middle of muzzle loading right now up here, but let's start with your overall feel about this deer season in the Upper Peninsula and then get into the CWD surveillance zone and management.
All right. Well, talking to our staff in the UP, looking at check station data across the peninsula and also at the bridge, it looks like harvest is up this year. Looks like a fair number of 2 and 3 year old animals are coming through check stations, which is to say that the animals, I wouldn't be surprised if the overall mean age of animals being checked is older this year. It's not entirely clear what that means. There's some feeling among our staff and maybe some of the hunters that that long, unusually cold spring that we had last year could have had an impact on younger deer or on pregnant does. I don't know the truth, but overall, people seem to have had a pretty good season across the peninsula, and so I haven't, frankly, heard a whole lot of complaints.
Well, you know, you mentioned the fact that all the check station numbers are up, and with the CWD testing, do you think that contributed to some pretty high check numbers that normally wouldn't?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, it could have, certainly, but for example, the bridge check, I think, was up 17%. And so that's, you know, way on the other side. I just think that it was a more successful year because they were shooting older animals. You know, part of the reason people come to check station is to help us, and part of it is for bragging rights.
Sure.
There's not a whole lot of guys come to check stations with some puny little, anemic, you know, disease-looking deer and say, see, look what I got. Mostly they're pretty nice-looking deer. So, you know, the fact that guys were shooting more nice deer would also sort of relate to the fact that we see more guys coming through check stations. But as well, because hunters have across the state have been very cooperative and helpful bringing deer to us so that we could do our surveillance with CWD in the Lower Peninsula as well as in that part there in the West Central, that could be part of the thing as well.
So let's talk about the CWD surveillance area and, you know, the testing and just the overall feel for how it went this year, because it had to be a little bit unnerving. You know, this happened, the discovery of an infected animal happened right before rifle season, and you guys had to really kind of scramble to put something in place that you had been talking about, obviously, before this. But when it comes time to implementing it, are you happy with how it went this year?
I am. I mean, you know, there are always ways that we can improve what we do. And, in fact, this year we'll do sort of an after-action review for not just the UP, but also for the Lower Peninsula, what worked, what didn't work. But I was really impressed with our staff. They got more check stations on the ground, these drop boxes as well. And hunters were very cooperative bringing deer to us. Something that's really nice about the UP is that when it comes to natural resources, hunting and fishing and wildlife are very important to very large numbers of people north of the bridge. And so folks up here tend to be much more in tune with what the DNR is talking about, whether they agree with it or not. So they know what's going on, and that was shown by evidence of that is how cooperative hunters were bringing us the samples that we needed.
Well, I obviously want to get more into, you know, the discussion for what's in the future. As you mentioned, you know, changing things, tweaking things a little bit. I do agree. I think overall the Department of Natural Resources folks did a phenomenal job putting together these testing sites, you know, these check-in sites. Some of them were typically near as busy as they normally are. You had great staffing, so kudos on that, first of all. But I'd like to continue talking to you about the plans for the future, you know, things that the UP CWD task force has discussed and possibly recommended. And I really want to talk about baiting here in the Upper Peninsula. So can we continue with you later this hour?
I'd be happy to talk.
Russ Mason, Chief of the Wildlife Division for the DNR, will continue with him in our next outdoor report. So stay tuned right here to the Outdoor Show.